get rheumatism in you? Or you have creaky.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you get a hold of you. Something, your rheumatism gets in you.
Joints?
If the cross here is called your
chest.
And your, these are your
fingers.
No, hands. They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
And this is your
knee.
Well, your down here.
Your leg, calf.
Leg, and then down at the bottom is your
foot.
And both of them are your
feet.
And then this is called your, when you get it skinned, you see.
It's your shin then.
Right. And if you see somebody hunched down kind of, and they're, it's kind of a squat, you ever heard them say they were sitting on their haunches? You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Haunches. If someone's been sick a while and he's up and about now, but he still looks kind of pale, you say, he looks a bit
peaked.
If a person can lift weights and is robust and healthy, you say they are
physically fit.
And what's another word? They can lift a lot, and you say they're
strong.
If a person, some people always have a smile on their face and never lose a temper, and you might say, he's mighty. What kind of nature? You might say, he's mighty.
Good natured.
Or what are some other words?
Calm.
Anything else? A happy person would be a...
Yeah.
Anything else you want to use to describe that? Pleasant? Any other? If somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs always stumbled over his feet, you might say he's mighty.
Clumsy.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. And you'd say, my goodness, he's just a plain
idiot.
Any other words? Or don't be such a
fool.
Yeah. We said it together, didn't we? If a person who has plenty of money but hangs on to it and never spends a penny is called what?
A miser.
Any other word?
Skinflint, I've heard that.
When you say the word common about a person, what does it mean? You say a person's common.
Well, I just say just the ordinary run of people.
It wouldn't be an insult.
Well, it just depends on how they take it.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about a woman and you say, well, she's a common woman, would you think that would be an insult?
Well, I think it would be more or less
an insult. An old person, say about 90, who does his own farm work or her own housework and doesn't get tired, you'd say, I don't care how old she is, she's mighty
smart.
Any other word? If they get around really
healthy,
you might say that she's mighty if she gets around all right.
Spry.
Ever heard the word chipper? Feisty?
Yeah.
You ever heard feisty?
Yes, I heard that.
If you worried or concerned about somebody, and you wouldn't say that you felt easy, but you'd say you felt... The opposite of easy would be... If you were concerned about them, you say, I'm kind of... about that person. I'm kind of the opposite of easy. Using that same word, but you'd say I'm putting you in front of it.
Uneasy.
And you ever use that?
Yes, I have used that.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm, what might you say?
Afraid of the dark.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
scary.